Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa and today's Domain Sherpa Review episode titled Information Asymmetry. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's show is a good one and it features Braden, Shane, and Drew. We play the domain game featuring blaze.ai, sunai.com, or is it sunai.com, tejo.com, and firerestoration.com. And then we've got the NameJet and the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including musicbox.com, divegear.com, greatcars.com, and gottago.com. We also talk a lot about AI domains and .AI domains and if their current popularity is simply a trend, and if so, how long will it last? We have all that and more on today's episode, so you don't want to miss it. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And make sure to hit the like button, the subscribe button, and all that good stuff where you can. Also, we're now integrating our shows with Muse.ai, which provides new search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And big shout out to Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. With that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. John Burgundy. And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa Review, the seminal show on the network, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. That's a mouthful. These are the experts. Let's get it. Four segments to a Domain Sherpa Review. We got the grand opening. That's what we're doing right now. I intro the Sherpas. We've got the domain game. We hear about what the Sherpas bought and sold recently. The other Sherpas guess. We keep score and give out some swag to the winner eventually. Segment three, NameJet Gonna Jet, sponsored by NameJet. That's where we review a list of domains coming up for auction and see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And last but not least, we've got segment four, grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, allowing the Sherpas to promote anything they want to promote and talk about what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends and current events and all that good stuff. All right, with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat Bray Love, a.k.a. Braden Statham, a.k.a. Braden Pollock, and the Archduke of Woodland Hills. And it's not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less, baby. What's up, Braden? How are you, man?
I'm tired.
That's all right.
Yesterday was moving day.
Man.
Two 26-foot trucks showed up and they unloaded everything. And they said, yeah, we got two more truckloads. We'll do it tomorrow. I'm like, what?
Whoa. That's a lot of stuff, man. That's a lot of stuff. Moving is the worst. You know, one thing that I kind of tell all my friends, I say, look, here's how this works. When it comes to moving, I'm not going to ask you to help me move, you know, because I've moved 10 times in the last 12 years or something crazy. And I'm like, but then when it's time for you to move, you don't call me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just too miserable. You know, I will give you a kidney before I help you move on your moving day. No offense, but I'm just saying it's how it is. We got to have boundaries out here.
Yeah. I had a moving company come in and pack everything and move it. By the way, I just want to say, for anybody that's going to use a moving company to pack, this is the scam, right? They sell you packing materials. It doesn't matter what they quote per hour, it's packing materials. I will open a thing. I'll open a box that's like this big, okay? And it's got like something this small in it, and it could be like a water bottle, and it's wrapped up, and it's what happens is, so they use, like, there's so much paper, like they cut down three forests just to make the packing material. And literally there was a box like this, you know, those dog cones, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, those cost, I think, $8, and I'm insured, so it's 90% back. So it cost me 80 cents. Okay. They put it in a box that they charged me $20 for, plus packing material, plus the guy charged $94 an hour to do it. And then they put a sticker on it, they inventory it, they make it, they pack in a box. So they charged me to store it for months, right? And then moving it to what? Like, I probably have into that box $45.
Yeah.
For a thing that cost me 80 cents.
Bro, like, well, you know.
A real example. And so there's so many boxes. I'm like, I don't have this much stuff. I don't have four truckloads worth of stuff. And I'm opening up these boxes. I was like, ah.
That's what it is. They individually packed all your stuff.
Every
spoon is in a box. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go.
Up a box. Then they would put a pillow in it and then pad the top of the box and close it for a pillow. Come on.
Well, so what I've also found with moving, in our last time that we moved, which I really wanted to be the last time, I was joking. I was like, hey, look, the next time I move, it's going to be the nursing home. And all I'm bringing is a pillow and a spoon for the pudding. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not packing. I'm not bringing my... Bring whatever, by that time, clothes, whatever my kids can bring. I don't care. Like, that's what it is, man. I can't move again. Because the other thing, too, is if you prep enough in advance to make the move easier, that process takes so much time into itself that it makes the move feel like it takes like 3 weeks. You know, that was kind of how we did the last one, where I think we did a really good job of like pre, you know, packing and all this kind of stuff and moving some stuff in piecemeal. But then it just made the move feel like, instead of just a day, 2 days, and then you're still unpacking forever. You know, you're still living out of boxes.
I had to do that because this house is like 3,600 square feet, the main house. I have a guest house and stuff, but
oh, you got a main house and guest house. That's some shit. Well, exactly.
The point is, I moved from a 7,000 foot house to a 3,600 square foot house, so I had to get rid of my stuff, which I did. I had to kind of go through everything and like, whittle it down to the bare minimum, and then all the stuff shows up. I'm like, what? I don't have this much stuff.
Yeah, where are you going to put it all?
Thank God they wrapped my cutting boards. I was like, why are you wrapping? They said, so we don't scratch them. I said, they're literally designed to be scratched.
That's the whole point.
That is their purpose in life, is to be scratched. And you're wrapping them.
Well, hey, good luck with all that. It is a process for sure. But, it's part of life. We downsized from one house to another one time. And, they had to leave a lot of the stuff in the driveway because there just wasn't anywhere else to put it. And then it was going to rain and it was going to be nighttime. And I was like, I don't have, literally, there's not enough physical space in this new house for all the old
stuff. None of the six car garage. I mean, the six car garage was full.
It's only holds so much stuff. You'd be surprised, man. Once you put six cars in a six car garage, you know what I'm saying? Bentleys and Lamborghinis.
Yeah, they're wider than they look.
G-Wagons are not small, Shane. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's why I get the car stacking thing. Like,
exactly,
that's
the elevator.
Secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the funny thing is, Ferrari doesn't want it. The rule is, I was like, do not put any boxes within 8 feet of the Ferrari. And exactly. They're like, bro, just lift it. Just lift it. And I was, why wasn't I thinking of that?
Shane's got the Carvana. He's got the Carvana silo out in front of, next to his house. Yeah. That's where it's all.
Yeah, cars. My top floor is just glass so they can see it.
My last house that I just moved from literally had a six car garage, and the guy that I bought the house from had a lift, had a lift in it, because that's how many cars he had.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Now
that's fairly popular
in the local Ford dealership. So he's like,
it's very popular amongst my set. You say enough stuff. I remember one time we at an office that we were in, we had they put like the decals on the windows of going into one of the offices that made it look like it was a swimming pool in the room, but it wasn't, right? It was just an office. So you just go in, it was a bullpen with desks and shit. But people didn't know any better, so they saw pictures, like, you know, they announced the opening of the office in the paper and shit. So people were like, they put a swimming pool, they're spending all this money, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you say it enough times, people believe it. I don't know if that's necessarily
a good thing. You just say it with a straight face, no, there's no doubt about it.
So anyway, all right. Well, let's keep it moving. But yeah, see, pun intended. Let's keep it moving. You know what I mean? Let's go. Mm-hmm. All right. Down below, over to my right, I got my boy Shane Coulter, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It on the Shane, a.k.a. In Shane in the Membrane, In Shane in the Blockchain, a.k.a. Doing It for the Culture, baby. So what's up, man? What's good? What's going on in your life? I see you rocking the Bee House hat. I saw you were... So, speaking of posting pictures and people not sure what's true or not, I saw this picture on Twitter where you were saying collecting the honey from my new batch, you know what I'm saying? And it was a dude rappelling on the side of a mountain covered in bees. And people were like, was that you? Did you do that?
It's so great. That was fantastic. And then there was another ape that a guy got a license for Walmart, you know, and it looks just like mine without the pipe. And I'm like, so happy to be in Walmart. And then then the tweet underneath is like, no, that's not mine. It looks just like mine. But people are like, yo, bro, how do I get in Walmart? Like, what do I need to do to...
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hey, no, I mean it, that's what Twitter's all about. 90% of it's just BS anyway, right? Like just engagement farming. But in reality, and I shit you not, I have this blackberry honey. So I found this place in Pennsylvania that's an apiary that takes their honey all over the country, right? You see them maybe on the highway, a truck full, a whole semi.
Apiary.com, thank you.
Yep. I was actually going to mention that. Oh, I was actually about to make a dope to mention it.
Yeah, we'll have to work something out there. But yeah, so these apiaries and blackberry is the only, we won't get too far off, but blackberry is
I'll trade
the
you for botany.
No, I'll take botany. I do like apiary. I think apiary is a really good like incubator name, right? Like hive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's really good. But so anyway, I found this. Blackberry is the only honey where the flower takes on the flavor of the berry. There's blueberry, cranberry, all those, it tastes like honey. It's just flour. But blackberry tastes like blackberry jam. But to find a person that goes out and just does a pure blackberry field is tough because bees don't give a shit what flower they're picking up, right? They'll go to next door neighbors. But anyway, I found a place that does just blackberry farm, and the honey tastes like blackberry jam. It's unbelievable.
Blackberries taste like blackberry. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Raspberries. Exactly. Who is raspberries.com? I don't know. I feel like
that's us.
Yeah. Oh, that's us. Is that us? Oh man. Okay, sorry. Just keep it
you
going.
Guys, you just got that right. The auction.
No raspberries. We've had that a long time. No, we just got tangerines.
Oh,
we got tangerines, and we got
blueberries. No, blackberries.
Blackberries.
You got they're plural though.
Plural.
Yeah.
Plural.
Yeah. So we got raspberry. I didn't even realize that. We got raspberries and blackberries. Is that what we got? Did we get blackberries? Is that what we got?
Blackberries.
It was tangerines for and sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What do you think the end users on those are? Sellers? Like consumer facing companies?
I don't know. You know, maybe I bought raspberries way back in the day. A friend of mine is actually the largest, or actually he was. He just pivoted into avocados, but he was the largest producer of raspberries in Europe. And, it's a big business. But, you know, he also didn't give a flying F about domains and probably wouldn't have even paid renewal fee on it. So who knows? I don't know. Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
What is it, Drexel? Who's the big company that's like dominates it? Drexel or
in Europe? I don't know.
No, not Drexel, in Europe, in the US.
Yeah, I think it's Drexel. Yeah. Drexel berries. The other thing that was exciting while we've been gone is so I've been working with and I've probably mentioned a team of AI specialists, and we built a domain product. And she took it to a hackathon, and we came in third place. And so it did really well. And it's really exciting. It's fun to build. Like, things in the domain space with AI they're not real. Like, the people behind them aren't AI people. They're more tinkers, and they're using the tool. And the team that I'm working with are top AI people in the world. Like, absolutely amazing. Been doing it for decades. They called it neuro and AI and other names before now AI. So it's been pretty exciting to watch and learn. And then we're going into the domain companies and working with them. And man, they have no clue. Their AI suck. I mean, their APIs are horrible. Like the feeds are, the domain space is just so far behind technologically, and they're just using words. And so anyway, it's been pretty exciting and it's pretty new space to me. And I don't know what like turning up the heat on the LLM meant before that. So now I'm learning all kinds of things there. So that's been pretty fun trying to come up with a true AI product that works and has some functionality. And we're not there yet, but it was pretty impressive. And the funny thing is about hackathons, man, you win a hackathon and everybody just starts wanting to throw money at you. They don't even know. Like the VC world is so crazy. They just throw money at anything that seems like it has a chance, especially if it has the word AI on it right now. So
they got to
get a whole bunch. Yeah, no, you have to get in early. And I did talk to Morgan after your last thing, Braden. I talked to Morgan and the exciting things that he's done. And so it's been, I'm doing the same thing I was doing before, like just talking and learning and branching out. And I've been having a good time.
Living your best life, man. I love it. All right, well, let's keep it moving. Speaking of living your best life, below me, I got my boy, the one and only Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has his thorn, a.k.a. never gonna give Drew up, a.k.a. the Graybeard, the Domain Pirate, Cancel Adams. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing.
I know you've been moving out and about on the road, dealing with stuff, doing stuff. I know we got lots going on. All right. Well, you know, if you got anything you want to chime in on, otherwise we could slide right into the domain game. But
let's go.
All right. Let's get it. All right. So domain game on you, Braden. You got to buy. You got to sell. Everybody get your phones ready to put up what we think that the battery sold for.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Last sale was, are you ready? Blaze, BLAZE.AI.
Ooh. All right. I like it. This dovetails perfectly into what Shane was talking about. And
I don't think I have
Blaze.AI. So this was a sale?
It was a sale.
Okay, look at you. Look at you with the, you know, got some dot AIs in your portfolio. You
know I had a total, grand total of four, and now I have three left.
All right, look at that. Sold 25% of your domain, your dot AI.
Exactly. Got a self-generator 25%.
Look at that. Flying off the shelf. Okay, so Blaze.ai, what did he sell it for? I'm going to go ahead and put the number in the phone. Y'all got your phones? Y'all got your numbers?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
You like my new camera?
I can't get my phone out of my pocket. Hold on.
61 tight jeans, man. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Jeans, man. We got 100 plus degrees here. And I'm wearing no jeans. All right. Utilities calculator.
If you went to utilities, guy, just swipe down from the top right corner, dude.
What's that do?
Is that a thing?
Do it right now.
Wait.
Swipe down from the top right corner.
Yeah.
You should have what's a calculator. For me?
No, I get like.
Oh, yeah. Different... Look at you. Look at you right there. That's a calculator.
I use that all the time, but I never use the calculator.
Look at that. You're right. Look at that. You swipe. I didn't realize what I was looking at. And then, damn. Jesus.
And that, by the way, that little box of icons, you could set that however you put whatever icons you want there. So whatever
really?
Shortcut.
Yeah.
See, we found out at a party you can also take pictures while it's still locked. My wife woke up to some great pictures on her phone when she woke up the other night.
Ooh, just, okay.
You just do that.
What? Even when it's locked, you can do it.
Hackathon. We learn it all the
time. No way. The first time I ever just saw that either.
You guys don't know how you can show. Man. Hey, do you know when you're typing, you could hold down the space bar and then move the cursor anywhere? You know that?
Yeah.
Wait. Why?
It becomes a trackpad.
Say that one again.
If you hold
the space bar,
hold this. If you're typing an email or text message, right? And you know how you like you want to go back and change something, you put your finger right on the word. No, no. Hold the space bar down, and then you can just slide your finger around and move the cursor anywhere you want on the screen.
Hold the space bar down.
That's
all right, man. This is wild. You put all this in like a little list for me.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll put it for a list. We'll make a list on the in the summary of the show too.
You know what's going to happen? There's going to be comments on Twitter about like, dude, that space bar thing's awesome.
Exactly. We're going to get more comments about that than about any of the domain stuff. Talk about.
Hey Apple, you want to sponsor?
Yeah, there we go. So,
hey, welcome to Phone Sherpa. Today we're going to talk about tips and tricks on how to do your phone.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, you know what? We throw a couple little Mr. Beast style captions over the thing, make some shorts and stuff.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Jacob's Phone Cases.
All right, do you guys use Apple Pay?
Yeah.
You have your credit card?
Yeah.
Do you know how do you get to Apple Pay? How do you open your credit card?
Double click.
Okay. Yeah.
Over here, double click.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a good one, too.
I only know that because I try and turn my phone off and I pay everybody.
I do get that a lot. I'm out for a run and it's like always like once they get like I'm like trying to pay for something, you know, and I'm like,
his wife's like, what's this hustler club charge? He's like, no, that was accidental. I was trying to,
you could double click. Did you watch the last episode of Domain Sherpa? You know, you could accidentally be paying for stuff if you double click on your phone. It's a shortcut.
Did you see a phone? It was a little tip I learned on Phone Sherpa.
Phone Sherpa.
Okay. All right. Let's back
to domains. All right. Blaze.ai. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Flip it. What do you got?
Sorry. It was so long. My phone went dead.
All right. We got 25K. Drew, I think your phone stopped. Like you shut it down. Like it, So I've got 20,000. Oh, look at this. We're all kind of in the pocket. All right. I got 20,000. Shane's got 25,000. And Drew has $29,888. 888. All right. So, this is what we all think you should have sold this domain for, man. We all kind of in this like-minded about this. Ooh, he's got a look.
40.
Whoa!
Oh, I almost put 50 too. I almost put 50.
Drew, with the point you would have won.
I was gonna put 49,888. That's what I was gonna do.
You know, I actually thought I undersold this a little bit too.
And the only reason I went lower was because I knew you were gonna undersell it because you only own four names. So you obviously don't put you don't assign a high value to your AI names. And so, you know.
I only have a couple of them.
Yeah.
That logic is faulty. Because maybe I only bought like four just banger AIs, just super high value. And that's all I'm focused on is like the best AI names. Not true. Actually, your logic was better.
Yeah.
But so how you said
I have a couple of pretty good ones. My other one, aftermarket.ai, which is just okay, it cost me a few $100. But I have EV, letters EV.ai, which I think is good, and server.ai. I think those are pretty good.
What's the last one?
Those are bad. Those are not bad.
Server.ai.
When did you acquire it? How long did you have it? What did you pay for it?
I bought Blaze last year in February, so I've had it a year and a half. What's that, 18 months?
Yep.
16, whatever it is. So about a year and a half. And I paid $3,000.
Damn, son.
Was it at the auctions, at the AI auctions?
We've got probably 10.ai names. Not more than that. We're not much more than that, I think. But we've got like domain manager AI. Fix.ai. Meg.ai. Spree.ai. Immuno.ai, which I always thought was a good one.
You know.
Scoop.ai, which I think is pretty cool. Scoop is like, you know, could be like a cool way to... You know, news, AI news, get the scoop. What else?
I bought
Casa Verde, Lisbon AI.
I bought it through Grit Brokerage. Shout out to Brian Harbin. It today's his birthday.
No way. See, we always
happy birthday, Brian.
Sherpa's always about the birthdays, man. Yo, I got mad love for Brian. He lives by me.
Get Brian to come on here.
Yeah, we could actually do, it's funny, Josh, Brian, a couple of us, we could do some live Sherpa shows, we're all in the same location.
All the same. Yeah.
And, the cool thing, Brian is, obviously great at what he does when it comes to domains, but he does a lot of really cool stuff here in and around town. They do some youth sports stuff. They do some camps and things like that. So, Brian is a great dude. A lot of love for Brian. So yeah. So happy birthday, dude. Happy birthday, man. See, that's what it is. We had that one day where it was like all y'all's having your birthday, like on the same day, but,
no, July has Braden, me, Siger. There's literally 1 week that we all have our birthday. Yeah.
We literally titled the show that week, like Happy Birthday Day or something. Happy Birthday Day. Anyway. All right. All right. Well, that's a good look. Did you see it listed in their newsletter, or did they reach out to you? How did that?
I don't know. I think it was in their newsletter. He wouldn't have asked me about that name.
Just because it's a bit of a small ticket type of domain.
He'll send. Actually, since I bought that, they'll send me some names. There was a name that I recently that we had worked out a deal, and then the seller backed out. Seller doubled their price, and I said okay, and then they backed out altogether.
Damn, son, that's like yo.
It was a steal. It was like ridiculously.
Well, I find the AI names, I think that's an interesting thing. I mean, we've all, picked up a few in over this past, year or two or whatever. But, a year and a half ago before, AI had already been, building momentum. But, anytime you're talking about those alternate extensions, I think one of the things that helps AI, other than it just being a perfect match letter-wise, is also it just seems like the country codes have just picked up more momentum in general than you think it's because it's two letters versus a bunch of letters, meaning like even then other like sort of like words, consulting is not a great one, but link and some links also a decent one too. But just meaning like, I just think you've seen more adoption around some of the more generic type versus the other ones. So even if the words are relatively generic, what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's just because, there's an SLD that they want, like that's their brand, and they just can't find that term. Like Blaze, I haven't looked it up, but Blaze is going to be taken in, every extension.
Sure.
And that's why I liked it. It's just a single syllable, easy to spell, five letter. It's just a great term. And I'm sure it's registered in a few hundred extensions. And so, that's why I picked it up initially. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I didn't even look up how many TLDs are registered in, because I've been doing this long enough. But now people want AI names. And so it's just a good solid brand. What I failed to mention is that Nagar from Cedo brought me a $20,000 offer, which I declined. And she's like, okay, well, I said, they'll come up. And then they didn't. And she said, well, you don't want to take it? I think it's a decent price. And I said, no. And she said, okay, well, they're not going to counter. They're going to watch the Cedo auction. There's an AI auction at the time, right? This is like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And I considered like raising the price too. And I didn't, I left it as a $40,000 bin. And then, the day or the day after the auction closed, somebody hit the bin, probably the same buyer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
because I countered at my bin, and I was like, this is a fair price.
Yeah, no, I think that, yeah. Well, good stuff, man. Congratulations. That's a good good overall result.
Well, and that auction helped flip. With service.ai going for 100,000 plus at auction. And then other names, because I was helping one of the sellers had five names in the auction, and he took home 200 grand from those five names.
Oh, wow. So,
and he's had them a long time. He's an AI specialist.
Okay.
For a while. So anyway, once that happened, we all went, everybody had AI names did well because of that auction. Cedo included and owners.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was successful.
Well, it is the, you know, the momentum. I had somebody reach out recently trying to pick up a .ai name of their brand, which is kind of, you know, a unique sort of word, right? It wasn't a generic term, and it was already taken, you know, in the .ai, and, you know, to the point that I was actually pretty surprised. But, you know, I think now they're, you know, even I would have almost thought it would have been available just for general registration. I mean, it was that kind of fanciful of a name. I don't want to. You know, but it's a bunch of vowels and consonants, doesn't mean anything, you know, but that had also been picked up. And it's not like a familiar known brand. It's like something new that they're starting. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, .ai names are kind of on fire. Hence, there you
even
go,
with a high holding cost, they're still getting, you know, that was the thing that I thought that a $50 holding cost would keep some of the extended names, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, yeah. And this would be an example of one of those, right? But
yeah. Who's that dude that's got like, I don't know, a couple thousand of them or something?
There's two people. There's a Russian guy.
Yeah, the Russian
Richard.
Guy.
Yeah, the Russian guy and then Richard. And then Richard Kirkendall. He's got a huge portfolio of them.
There's a Chinese guy that sent me his portfolio and it's legit.
Is it really?
So I bought giggle.ai at the auction and he emailed me and said, yeah, exactly. Just for laughs, I bought it. And then he sent me a list and said, hey, pick something that you like off this name because I let that go. I had so many names, I accidentally let it go. And he sent me his list. And I was like, holy shit. It was like thousands of AI names and solid ones, like really, really good ones. So, but he said he's had them for 10 years. Yeah, he's had them for 10 plus years. So, I figured out he's paying like, $30,000, $40,000, maybe even $50,000 to hold those things per year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Chinese? Yeah. The Chinese sweater.
Like $5 a year or something?
I think it's 50 or, I mean, I think it's 40 or 50.
Yeah, it's more. Like yeah, it's like $50.
Okay. So 50,
you know, look, my feeling on AI is like right now, clearly great names to have, great names to sell. Great names for businesses that are very AI centric to utilize. But the reality is that the trajectory of AI is that it's such that in 3 years, 5 years, whatever the time frame is, maybe it's 2 years, AI is going to be ubiquitous. It's going to be a tool. It's like in the first innings of the internet when companies would call themselves whatever it was online or whatever it is, digital. And then it just becomes redundant. You know, saying I'm blah 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 dot AI is just assumed. It's just is that actually what you want your identity to be, or is it just a tool in which that you know through which your company produces a product? Now, if you are literally a AI tool, then sure. You know, I think. If you can't get your SLD in .com, or even if that's just what you prefer, I think that's fine. And I think that's you know, that is what it is. My concern, my biggest concern in .ai is precisely what you guys were just discussing. And that is the very clear observation that people are perfectly willing to warehouse .ai domain names with a $50 to $75 renewal cost. And that sends a pretty loud signal to, you know, GoDaddy and VeriSign and CentralNIC the biggest threat to domain investors is going to be, renewal fees, right? And you know, we're 3-4 years now into VeriSign contract, 3 years. You know, it's a 7-year contract. So you know, call, let's say in 5 years, that's up for renewal again. And then they can point to a whole bunch of you know, data points, I think, over the last couple of years, from new TLDs and the adoption rates and the renewal rates and .ai's and some of these other country codes and say, look, clearly, we're not damaging the market by taking renewal rates to $25, right? Or whatever it might be. And I think they'd be right, you know?
There's a secondary precedent that they're increasing it by 7% every year. So that compounded increase, which I don't remember how many years they can raise. Is it 3 years?
Five out of seven.
So 5 years they're going to raise it 7%, which I don't.
And they skipped year one because of COVID. So they skipped year one because of COVID. So they still have three more increases.
Right. So I don't know the five times 7%. I don't know what that, I don't do public math. But, so I don't know what that's going to add up to.
It's 960, right? Let's call it 10 bucks. And then you got 10 bucks. And now then it's 11 bucks this coming September, right? So then it goes to, let's say, somewhere between 10, 50, and 11 bucks. And then it goes to 12 bucks.
It's going to increase at least 50%.
Yeah. And then it's going to go to 12 bucks. And then it's going to go to 14 bucks, or, you know, somewhere like that.
Yeah. 13, so it's going to go from, like you said, it's actually going to double. It's going to go from 7 to basically 14.
Yeah. Through the extent of that contract, it basically will double. That's right.
It is the,
So they're going to go back and say, look, we doubled our price over the last 7 years. And registrations have not decreased. So, you know, it's the second precedent that they can use as well as
growth has decreased. Growth has decreased. Growth is at an all-time low. But
what about growth?
But retention rates are not decreasing.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, look, I mean, it's one of those things that people are going to continue to pay the freight to a certain degree. You know, at some point, some of that stuff will, but it also will depend on the bigger macro factors, like, you know, and how some of that goes. And, you know, and they could almost, you know, argue, though, that if some of their market share is being taken by some of their competition, being these other extensions that have more flexibility around pricing, then, you know, it's like, hey, look, like, we no longer have a monopoly. Now we're, you know, we're just one of many extensions, and therefore we shouldn't be treated differently, you know? So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but I would agree. I mean, carrying costs are a burden, and something you got to take into account, especially with names that have high, you know, carrying costs.
And so I guess, you know, closing point on that subject is just like, be careful with .ai, because history would tell you it likely is a trend. I think that it is a more, I don't think durable is the right word, because again, I don't know that it has a long distance, but there's a good reason for it. It's the bang on, you know, term. If it didn't exist, somebody would have created it as a GTL theory. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just a bang on fit. It's a great fit. There's more reason to use a .ai than there is an .io or a .co or a .net or a .. So I understand, and I think that that's great. But be very careful as an investor, because, you know, you start accumulating these things, and I'm watching what people are paying for these things in auctions, and it's crazy. And then you got, you know, $25, $50, $75, whatever it is, renewal fees every year. And, you know, we're saying 2-3, max maybe 5 years out, it just becomes redundant, where companies aren't saying my whole identity is AI. Right now, people are trying anything they can do to say my identity is AI, because that gets them venture capital funding, that gets them media attention, that gets them consumer attention, right? But that doesn't last. We're in the hype cycle of a very important and you know, enduring technology, but that technology is a tool. It will become an assumption. And my best guess is that it will not be what people want to put forward as their identity. It will simply be, you know, assume that basically if you're a company and you're not using AI 5 years out from now, like, you know, unless you're making pizza,
it's probably better be a rodeo.
I agree with all that. And I agree that there's probably a bubble. The question is, how long is that bubble going to last, right? Will that bubble last 5 years? And will we make enough money selling some of the names? So, for example, I sold one of four, and I'm good, right? It's all great.
Yeah, no, but if you've got 10, if you've got 30,
I don't know where that
number. It's not a big deal, right?
Yeah,
but if you've got hundreds, thousands of these things, that those numbers add up quick.
Yeah.
You had to sell 25% of your portfolio, Braden, to put yourself in a good position that you're in.
I think Antigua... Is it Antigua or who is it?
Ascension, I think it's Ascension Islands.
Yeah. They are, I think they're raising the renewal fee. So,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Is it Ascension Islands? Am I wrong? And I think I'm
the whole thing is run by one dude. The whole thing. It's run by one dude.
Well, that's because there's only four people on the island.
Yeah.
And they're all related.
And that guy, he's a special guy.
And I feel like I read an article saying that these guys are going to start giving, they're going to start like paying everybody like a dividend. Like all the citizens are going to get a dividend because they're making so much money from .ai.
It's Anguilla.
That may or not be true. Anguilla. Yeah, exactly. Anguilla.
Anguilla.
What's it now?
Which is actually a British, British overseas territory near.
Mm-hmm.
We learn more geography from our TLDs than we do from school.
For sure.
Well, we had one yesterday that we it was .ht. Do either of you know what .ht is without looking it up?
No.
H-T. H-T. Wow. I mean, there's so many islands out there. No, what is it?
Haiti.
Haiti.
Yeah. There was one I looked up. I don't even remember. It was like a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, I never heard of that. I looked it up, and it was an island that I never heard of.
Yeah.
It goes on for Ascension Islands is .ac.
AC. I think I even that's for the heating and air. That's for like Johnson's .ac.
McGowan's here in town. You know what I mean?
I think it's I have a .ac.
I saw somebody HV. With a C truck
you
in the middle
get,
of this.
You gotta get that HV.AC.
HV.AC, yeah.
Yeah. We're in the middle of this heat wave, and I saw somebody that had the AC guy outside their house yesterday. I was like, I'm sure that was somebody they were excited to see pull up in the driveway. You know, they're
probably, that's the one thing I work with, catch.com, and every day I see it ending. I have to look it up to make sure it's true because I'm looking at it and it's gotten bids, and the keyword's strong. But the ending is literally like a 10-letter word with an S or something. And I'm like, how many TLDs were created while I wasn't paying attention? Like, remember when they first came out, we were looking at all of them, .beer, and we were all excited about all these. And now they must be sneaking in hundreds while we're not paying attention because there's literally every word.
And .beer, that's an example of what I was saying before. You know, it's like, you know, .ai represents both, you know, artificial intelligence and, you know, it's obviously short and, you know, like a .io, it's almost a pretty easy replacement for something like a .io. The country codes have taken, you know, some of these have gotten, you know, .vc, like, you know, are the more popular of the non-com extensions versus, you know, your .beers, your .attorneys, your .lawyers, your ..
Very, very defining.
So, which I think is very interesting. So, all right. All right, cool. Well, where are we at? Domain game. Shane, it's on you.
I was just coming up with one that was at auction, but the funny thing is I picked the AI name. So I guess
it's cool. That's how I like it.
But
like
this is, so this is a different one. This is sunai.com. So sunai.com sold.
Oh, I like
it. So now we're looking at somebody that's not doing the .ai, but went with the .com. So what's the value?
An AI and Sun, kind of like Blaze. You know what I mean? This is where?
And this is a buy. This a buy?
This wasn't me. This was an auction that just went off. That I was.
Randomly picking me.
Yeah, I can. I told you I'm not doing my buys anymore. I just can't. I'm not putting them on there. I've gotten screwed in two negotiations. I'm like, I'm not.
Well,
putting
we stopped. We're stopping putting the names in the titles. So the.
That's right. We talked about
that. Was
that.
The solution? Okay. Yeah, because
oh, that's a good call. That's a good call.
You know, so and now we like because we put a title on every show now. So it's like we'll let the title of the show just kind of stand on its own, and then the names will be in the description. But they're not in the title of the show.
Sale. I'd much rather bring a sale. I just haven't had one in the last 6 weeks. So,
but I don't mind you pulling a name. I mean, it's still a marketplace name. That's,
this is,
you
know, all about learning, right? Like this is about
exactly that's learning. The point. That's the point.
So, I brought one that I thought we could learn, and Braden set me up on the tee for this one, so it'll work out fine.
Exactly. No, I like all that. Where is the
we don't have to know anything about it.
What? All right, so now we don't even get to know the auction platform in which it sold?
Hell no. It went up for auction. Okay, doesn't matter. They're all fantastic.
Sunai.com. All right.
NameJet's a little better, but.
Fun AI. Shout out to NameJet. Let's go. All right. Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? Da-na-na.
Da-na-na.
All right. Flip when you're ready. Tell us.
Hold on.
Ooh, I undersold. Hold on.
Oh, Braden.